This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Hello and welcome to another week of the Jeanette and Jay John Show, our daily show.
A whole week.
Yeah, we're banging them out. How are you?
I love banging it out.
I have heard this about you.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know,
what
just
do you mean
rumors
you've heard
going
about it.
Rumors just going around. Hashtag, we get it. You bang around.
Where is this hashtag?
Huh?
Where is this hashtag?
It's around. It's around here, there, and everywhere. I have to apologize to you.
Why?
I told you last night I'd come and visit you at work, and I was really tired, and I just got the bus, and then I left, and I'm like, said to Chris, I really should, like, because we're at the airport, like, coming home from Adelaide.
Yeah.
And I said to Chris, I really should, like, go past and say hi to Jeanette, and he goes, yeah, but you're going to see her tomorrow.
That's true.
Shut down. Anyway.
I was all the way in international.
Ah, right.
Because I'm a highballer.
Yeah, and I wasn't because I'm not.
No, you had to go through Virgin.
Yes. No, I went Qantas on the way home.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, up Margaret for the way home.
Oh, no, that's way too far from me.
You know what the difference is? The meal on the
names.
That's one. the meal on the way was like dried biscuits, like crackers.
Wow.
And then
appetizing.
I know. And then with Qantas back, it was like a nice like pumpkin salad and a Lindt chocolate and a nice juice.
You had me at Lindt.
Yeah, fancy shit, huh?
Are we swearing now?
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
We have Aurora on the line. I don't know what that means. Hi, Aurora.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. I hear a bit of a sniffle in your voice. Have you got a cold, have you?
I do, yes.
Oh, damn. It's hard to avoid,
flu.
Isn't it?
It is at this time of year.
You've been hanging around dirty people. Is that the problem?
No, there's one going around my class at uni, so it didn't matter.
So Jason has been in your class somewhere and given you the dirty flu.
No, I didn't have the flu. I haven't got a cold yet. I'm doing okay.
Oh, knock on wood.
Yeah,
you don't get it.
I know. Well, I've got lots of sick leave, so bring it on. Bring it on. I've got like 350 hours of sick leave. I'm never going to use it.
That is a lot.
But that's
what
not
the heck?
What we...
Do you never get sick? Like, what's happening here?
I've just been working at the same place for a very long time. Hey, how was your anniversary? Did you enjoy it? Did you go somewhere nice?
We didn't really go anywhere, but we did some cool stuff. So it was...
That's good. Sometimes it's nice to just stay in.
But in your private life, it was some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Take the hint.
We can't talk about that.
Yeah. Maybe later on
PG,
tonight.
PG. Yeah, maybe the replay of Asian Pop Radio.
And now for the extended interview.
Aurora, do you love your anime?
I'm just starting to get into it, so I never really had time for it, but a bunch of my friends watch a lot of it, so I've been getting suggestions and slowly working my way through them, so I'm getting into it, yes.
See, I've missed the anime boat. I don't know what it is. I kind of never got into it the way everyone else did. Isn't that weird? It kind of goes hand in hand,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it kind of does the same, like just... didn't really happen until recently. I've been watching it lately.
So what are some of your favourite animes then?
I have not watched many, so these are going to sound very stereotypical. I recently watched ReZero, which I really liked, and Love Live. So.
Sounds relatable.
I believe you're choosing a song from Love Live?
I am, yes. I'm low-key obsessed with them. So.
What are we going to hear?
Low-key but high-key.
Snow Halation.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to do that. We're going to play that now. You're going to go get yourself a tissue and a nice glass of, like...
You can't tell her what to do.
Lemon
She's
tea.
Sick. Lemon Let her
tea.
Live.
Lemon tea is important in times like this.
It is.
Or just eat a whole ginger. One whole ginger.
Wow. Will smell great tomorrow.
That is hardcore.
Why are you smelling her?
Oh, no. Ginger's a bit different to garlic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you have some sort of effect from ginger if you had a whole ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
No,
better
ginger,
life.
Ginger is good for colds.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll send you some ginger. Ginger in the mail.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aurora.
All right. No worries. Thanks, guys.
Asian Pop Radio. Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We are in the studio, Jeanette and myself, Jay John, because that's
up?
What we do. It's the Jeanette and Jay John Show, our daily show.
Good fam.
Today we are speaking all things anime, and luckily we've got two people with us right now. We have the one, the only, Zong, Jenny. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Yay. She's waving like it's a camera. And also Mo, who is not Monique. She is Mo. Hi, Mo, from Kville Radio.
Hey guys, how you going?
How are you?
I'm a little bit sick, but I'm okay.
You're
sick person
too.
Number two. Let's go. Who else is sick?
We're
I'm ready.
Everyone, Sung, are you sick today?
No, I'm fine.
You're fine? No, Sung is healthy, just rubbing it in. But no,
she can run a marathon.
Aurora, who we just spoke to, was feeling a little bit under the weather as well.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a cold, like I've got the sore throat and the blocked nose and everything. It doesn't taste good.
Oh. Don't taste
wow.
it that
yeah,
much.
We don't need to know those details. You can't really avoid it, can you?
No, but I'm not working anyway because it's a public holiday today. Ha ha.
Ah, true. Yes, yes, yes.
It's like when you work in retail. Ha ha.
In retail? Oh, well it doesn't really. You get double time. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Other people, like in other industries, like just,
get normal time.
Have the day off, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because I used to work in retail. I used to kind of, it was a love-hate relationship with public holidays. It's like, oh, everyone else gets the day off, but I have to, work. But then at the same time, now that I've worked, an industry that doesn't have, public holiday rates, and I just do Monday to Friday, you kind of forget how good it is to have the weekend because you get so used to it.
Well, I've got two jobs, so I work at EB as well, but I'm not working today.
That's right.
I don't get the $50 a day benefit today, sadly.
Hey, Mo, how's your new car?
My new car is great. She's lovely. Nice. I keep buying stuff for her, and I really shouldn't.
Well, you got to spoil them, don't you?
Did you buy a Jelly Belly air freshener?
Oh, my God. How did you know? No, legit. How did you know?
No, wait. Legit? Are we being serious right now?
No, I'm not kidding. I bought the Island Punch one. I bought the Purple Island Punch one yesterday.
I was so close to getting that one. I ended up with Tutti Frutti.
Oh, that's so weird how you even knew that.
This is so awkward.
Is that a thing now? Are everyone getting the Jelly Baby? What?
Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly?
You kidding? You're all...
Not me.
So, everyone gets them. It's a thing.
It's at Kmart. It's handy to
get,
and it
exactly
smells so good.
Yeah, that's exactly where I went yesterday.
Was it a 24-hour Kmart? Did you buy it at 5 a.m. in the morning?
No, I didn't. I bought it at a reasonable time, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but still, I got the purple one.
I was so close. I was debating on that one or the Tutti Frutti. It'd be so weird if we had
Tutti
the same one.
Tutti Frutti was pretty good, actually.
This conversation's getting a bit Tutti Frutti, and we're running out of time. We need to talk K-pop before the time is over. But obviously, K-ville Radio, big things happening in the world of K-pop this week, as always.
Always. Obviously, we've had the huge fiasco with Top going on, and he's come out of the hospital now. I'm still a little bit annoyed about how they did the whole him leaving the hospital with all the photos and him in the hospital gown. It could have been done a lot better. But then also now you've got G-Dragon, who's at his concert in Seoul, and a fan decides to just let herself up on stage and hug the man.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, look.
Because why not?
I mean, Korea Boo said that he was groped. Great clickbait, right?
Yeah.
I just want to see someone get up there and get a whole handful of it. You know what I mean?
I saw G-Dragon.
He was groped. From watching the video and stuff, I think she pretty much just hugged him.
Yeah, silly thing to do, but she seemed quite respectful. She just wanted to give him a hug.
Maybe it wasn't a friend zone hug. It was a little bit more than a hug.
Maybe she went for a bit of butt cheek at the same time, but we couldn't see it.
Or she went for a hug and then did a mini body roll.
Yeah, it was a shaky video, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Those pixels.
Yeah, that's it. And then besides G-Dragon, obviously we've got Super Junior with one of the members. The fans want to kick him out, so Sungmin, who got married in 2015 before he enlisted in the army, Super Junior fans are trying to get him kicked out of the group because they don't believe he deserves to be in the group anymore.
Okay, so back up for a sec. Explain to people that don't understand the situation, why that is a problem. So he got married a couple of years ago before joining the army, and now people want him kicked out of the group. What?
Yeah, so pretty much before he enlisted in the army, he announced, he didn't even announce it. It was released through the media that Sungmin was getting married. And it wasn't something that came from him himself. And it was it was actually a complete shock to everyone. No one saw it coming. I think he said that he was dating, but then it was just by the way, we're getting married and we're doing it this weekend. And it was just before he enlisted in the army, and fans were just in an outrage because no one knew anything about it. And it was a spur of the moment thing.
Okay.
Even Super Junior didn't know much about it.
So if he's your bias, you should know everything about him. You're a dedicated fan. You should get to know that before anyone else does. Is that what the deal is?
Well, that's apparently it, because obviously
taken
fans
away from
think
you.
That they own the members. So it's just you are now married, so you've ruined all your fans' kind of beliefs and fantasies, so you can no longer be a part of Super Junior.
Right.
I see. Damn fantasy.
Rubbish.
Okay, cool.
I see how it works. I see how it works now, Song. So which Super Junior member do you own?
Do you own?
Exactly. I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned.
I hold 60% of the whole shares for Hitchell.
Right. Very good. Very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can totally understand that we own K-pop members of groups, yes.
Just because
totally
we watch them
if
every
only,
day.
Hey, if we could just, like, purchase members, that'd be awesome.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Let's not worry about their basic humanity.
Sounds like prostitution. Of course not.
Form your own supergroup at home, just for your own liking.
Supergroup in my bed.
Oh,
super
dear.
Fun.
Super junior
super
fun. All right, K-ville Radio, how do we find out more, Mo?
K-ville Radio is on our Spreaker page, and you can access that through Facebook, K-ville Entertainment. Our latest episode is our Girl Power, all about the girls, and then this weekend it's all about the numbers.
Oh, the numbers.
All about the numbers.
Awesome.
Yeah, so any artist or song or group that has anything to do with numbers, we're going to play it on our show. Just a little bit different, you know?
That's nice. You know what I think we should do? Yeah. I think we should dedicate the show today to the big man, Ben, and he'll know why. You know why. And if anyone follows Ben, you'll know why as well. We might leave it at that. But the show dedicated to Ben today, because we love Ben and send our regards. Mo,
yes, Ben, we love you.
Do you have a favorite anime song? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Anime? I wouldn't be able to tell you. I love anime and I watch it, but I don't really pay much attention to the song.
Right.
Especially some of them, like, you're watching it and you just want to get into the show, so you skip it.
Okay.
Like, at the moment, my big thing is, like, Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
I love Attack on Titan.
Okay. Yes.
But the intro song is not exactly, like, the best sounding thing in the world.
Because you just randomly skip it and get to all the juicy stuff.
Okay.
Exactly.
Song, should we choose an anime for Mo now? Which one should we play?
Do it.
Now she's stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
You just asked the question to Mo and now she's like, what do you mean?
I know that there was a 2 p.m. anime song that I really liked.
Oh,
I can't remember the last one.
No.
Let's put it in.
Let's put it in. Lock it in, Eddie, right here, right now. Thanks, Mo.
Bye, guys.
Asia Wide hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio. That's 2 p.m. doing their thing for our anime special. Nice of them to drop by and take part.
Definitely put our hands up on that one.
Jeanette, Jay, John, Jenny
it's
in the
really
studio.
Good joke. Appreciate my joke.
We have a lot of J's.
Appreciate my joke.
Do you want to say it again?
Nah, it's fine. The moment has passed. Whatever.
It has.
It's okay. I had a good laugh.
Because we're passing on to Paul now.
Ooh.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. How was your Monday, given it's Monday night? Big day today, Paul.
How was the public
day,
holiday?
Yeah.
Did you have a public holiday today?
Oh, no, but I have a day off today, but it's not a public holiday in Queensland.
Right. Yeah. Paul, do you have a favorite anime song?
Yes, I do. I have a favorite anime, which is Digimon Adventure.
Okay.
You know, have you heard of that?
Digimon Adventure.
Yeah.
If I haven't heard of that, I'm in trouble.
Okay, what's it about? Quick recap, let's go.
The Digimons.
Okay.
Well, the Digimons.
Yeah.
Well,
they're tight asses.
You want me to talk about it?
I really do. If Jeanette doesn't mind being quiet for a minute, you can talk about it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up for once.
Okay, so it is about a group of students. They go on another world. To a computer, and they met this Digimon, and then they battle.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, it's very fun. Yeah.
There's the story.
Like literally, that's what it is all about.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you want to announce it for us, Paul?
Okay. So, the favorite song, I have two songs actually. One is called Butterfly, which is the opening theme song. And then the other one is Braveheart.
Okay. Braveheart or Brave? Yeah. It's Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Ah, see, we put a C there. Yeah. We thought it was Braceheart.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense, did it, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play Braveheart now, and then later on, as the show finishes, we'll play Butterfly to mix it up a bit.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And thanks very much, Paul, and I guess I will talk again to you later tomorrow.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Asian Pop Radio, bye.
Yep.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio. Braveheart there by Ayumi Miyazaki from Digimon Adventure. Jeanette.
I love Digimon.
Digimon is
my favorite.
Digimonisthebomb.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd watch that every morning, wake up at 9 a.m. to watch my dinghies. Just realised what I just said. It's
weird. Sung, do you wake up in the morning to watch your dinghies?
No.
No, good. Just checking. It's only perverted Jeanette. Carry on.
So,
yeah,
I have a segment
okay
for you.
Good.
It's called Would You Rather.
Okay, cool.
And obviously you have to say why.
2.5 minutes.
Okay, let's go. Would you eat durian or stinky tofu for a year?
Oh, I love them both, but I would say...
This speaks a lot about you.
No, I really love both. I absolutely really love both.
I know you do.
But I haven't had stinky tofu in a long time, so I will say stinky tofu.
Would you as well, Jill?
Yeah, I agree.
What's wrong with durian?
Correct.
It stinks.
Is it a quiz? Are we right?
Yeah, it stinks. No, it's just...
I just don't like the smell.
It smells like Jason in the morning. Would you watch a fish be gutted and cooked in front of you or a pig?
Oh, God.
Weirdly enough, it happens a lot.
That's a horrible thing for me as a vegetarian, either way.
I know, that's why I wanted to ask.
That's really kind of you. I would say a fish, because at least it's not going to feel as much as the pig, I would say.
Well, they all have feelings.
I agree.
Yeah. Wait, no, fish are a little bit different. Fish have less feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not real things.
Not food.
I'm Buddhism, so I don't want to see a pig get slaughtered.
Nah.
Would you skinny dip in the Red River or the Han River?
Ooh.
Oh,
the Red River.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it sounds more exotic.
It sounds more dangerous, if anything. I want to skinny dip in Han River. Imagine if Super Junior saw me skinny dipping in Han River.
Well, that's true.
Oh.
Yeah. Hang on, we didn't say anything about skinny dipping.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know. That's what I said, skinny dip in the Red River or Han River.
Okay, sorry, we did. I wasn't listening.
I forgot that Han River was in Korea.
I should have done the background.
I knew it was in Korea. I just thought I'd go something exotic.
Would you wear a kimono every day or a hanbok?
Oh, that's really being torn between the J-pop and the K-pop lovers.
Not really. There's just different ways to wear different types of traditional clothing.
I will say hanbok.
If you knew.
Say hanbok.
Hanbok.
Why?
Because we've got someone coming in on our show next week to talk about making them. And we want to support her. And the week we've got someone coming in to talk about the kimono, well, I'll choose that.
Wow. Could you eat spicy foods or salty foods while drinking?
Spicy or salty while drinking? Spicy.
Spicy.
Definitely.
Why?
Why?
It just mixes better with the alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What alcohol are you drinking?
Soju.
Ginger
That's
beer.
That's what I'm looking.
Ginger beer and
I'm very bad. I'm a bad influence.
I'm really hooked on ginger beer at the moment. That's a problem.
Would you have Rain doing body rolls on you with no shirt or Jay Park?
Jay Park.
Oh my God. I would have done Rain.
Really?
Yeah.
Rain now or Rain like...
Rain now rain is still before. The same as Rain before.
Yeah. You're still getting wet.
Nah. I used to like Rain, but nah.
Yeah, it's all dried up now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Because he's
chewed up and spit him out.
No more Rain.
He's married and I have to be much more, you know.
Oh, no, there's consent. There was consent.
Yeah.
There was consent.
Yeah.
So you've broken up one of the relationships regardless of if... Anyway.
And he's like, Sung, I'm ready to body roll on you with no shirt on. If Jay Park or Rain threw himself on you, still Jay Park?
Jay Park, yeah.
Dang. Last question.
Ugh.
Would you have a tattoo of Hyuna or Boa on your butt?
Hyuna.
On your butt.
Hyuna.
That's so weird.
Boa.
No.
And it would say, I'll eat you up.
Oh, wow.
That's just weird.
I feel like we've gotten closer,
really
guys.
Weird. Yeah, we've got really close today.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go to a song.
I don't want to see anyone's butt.
The opening song of Trinity Blood, Asian Pop Radio.
Favorite anime.
Asia White Hits 24/7, Asian Pop Radio, our anime special. On the line, we have Cassandra. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, guys.
We need some sticky tape because the cord that we use to plug our phone into the panel is not working. It's
and then, like, Jason throws it around his ear.
It's probably a $5
himself.
Cord, but we still haven't got one because we can't afford nice studio. Things. I know.
Look at us. Highballers.
We need more Digimon in here. Hey,
chewing gum.
Cassandra, do you have a favorite anime song?
Oh, I have so many.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, I think my all-time number one favorite is the theme from Cowboy Bebop, Tank.
Mm.
Why?
Because it's different. It's it's a jazz song.
Okay.
And it's just really cool. It's 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Like it's something different from the aggressive like introductions of all anime where it's like and then like Japanese people screaming Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It makes sense, doesn't it, Japanese people when they scream Japanese stuff?
I mean, funny about that. Sing it or talk about it.
But then again, contrary to that, like often the Korean people will scream around in a lot of Japanese because they all want to go to the Japanese market with their songs. So there you go.
Japan 101, sure, learn how to scream.
Song, are you familiar with the song?
No.
Well, good. We're all being educated today.
Yay!
Something new.
With your singing like that, I don't think we even need to play it. You should just sing the whole song.
Yeah, you do.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, that sounds delightful. What a great song.
All right, announce it for us one more time. We'll play it, Cassandra.
Okay. Tank themed Cowboy Bebop. Let's jam. Bye.
Good stuff.
Get
all
it.
Right.
You don't
Bang.
Have sticky tape.
Asian Pop Radio. Asia White Hits 24/7.
Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, like a pro.
We should
what a
retire.
Boss. No more Jay John.
Oh.
Jenny and Jeanette.
Hey, thank God.
That's it for
Dream Team.
Our anime special.
Look
thanks
at me,
everyone.
I'm very emotional.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't like
I'm sorry you're retired.
You're welcome.
It's because I don't have any eyebrows.
It is. It's true. I can't work with someone without eyebrows.
There's no emotion. Like, yeah. Am I angry? Am I sad?
Do you not like my joke? No, I'm pretty confident you don't like my joke. That's it for our anime special. Thanks to everyone that got involved. Top 10's coming up very, very soon. Stick around tomorrow and through the rest of the week. We've got some great interviews. We're speaking to a guy by the name of Zedok from Singapore. He's got a new Ooh. Kanto song out. Loving that. We will be speaking to so many of Methodists from Singapore. We have Darren coming up of An Honest Mistake later on in the week. Can't wait.
Darren.
Celebrating Family Law Season 2 coming back tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday
Yay.
Night. Yeah, very exciting. I'll be speaking to Shung Hu from the show. You all know her, the older sister.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's another Asia-wide hit. It's the one that Paul requested, Butterfly, on Asian Pop Radio.